Well, I pray that you may never be exposed to such a temptation. Farewell, then. Your own deathbeds, when they come, will be the easier for the thought of the peace that you have given to mine. Gentlemen.
Holmes, that man is a murderer.
What possible justice would have been served by dragging him through the courts and ruining two innocent lives?
Even so.
He will soon have to answer for his deeds to a higher authority than the local assizes.
You're taking a great deal on yourself. I hope you realize just how much.
Oh, God help us. Why does fate play such tricks with poor, helpless worms? I never hear of such a case as this without thinking of Bradford's words. There, but for the grace of God, goes Sherlock Holmes.
You're going back to London so soon?
The investigation is concluded, and I have every confidence that Mr. James McCarthy will be found innocent of all charges.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so grateful. And to you too, Dr. Watson. Oh, but who did kill poor James's father? Have you found out?
Despite the evidence of Watson's fictions, not all my cases lead to the dramatic capture of the criminal. The footprints and other signs at the pool point unmistakably to a wandering beggar or gypsy, perhaps a poacher. McCarthy challenged him and was killed on a whim. I doubt if the fellow will ever be traced. What do you say, Watson?
I'm quite sure you're right.
Depend upon it. You can write this case up as one of my failures.
Oh, you have not failed. I asked you to establish James's innocence, and you have done so. You have only to name your fee.
All in good time.
Just as you please. Mr. Holmes, why did you ask me to meet you here at the police station? Why not... Oh!
Hello, Alice.
Oh, Mr. Holmes. Oh, James.
You got him bail.
It was the logical thing to do.
You weren't, of course, motivated by their feelings for each other.
Oh, really, Doctor?
But what about his wife?
Ah, yes. I sent a reply paid telegram to the good lady yesterday.
You did what?
Asking if she'd reconsider releasing him. Her answer arrived with passionate speed. Here, it may improve your mood.
I see all about him in the papers. I thank the Lord I ain't no more married to that murdering devil than you are. Tell him from me I already got a good, honest husband in the Bermuda dockyard. Good heavens.
James McCarthy was acquitted at the assizes, and the final verdict on his father's death was murder by person or persons unknown. The evidence and testimony presented by Sherlock Holmes was a major factor in the outcome of the trial. Old John Turner lived for 7 months after our interview, but he is now dead. And there is every prospect that his daughter and her husband will continue to live happily together in complete ignorance of the black cloud which rests upon their past.
Here you are.
Thank you. It's good to be home. Aren't you having one?
Yes, why not? Well, how did it go?
I'm not sure I know how to answer that. Holmes solved the mystery, but he let the criminal go.
Well, then he must have had an excellent reason for doing so.
Yes. Yes, he did.
And?
And what?
Oh, John, Will it make a good story?
Oh, yes, very good. Revenge and romance. Even a touch of comedy, if I can bring it off.
Comedy?
Holmes and Lestrade at each other's throats. I don't know which one's the worst.
I think I could probably guess.
I think you probably could.
Come along now, or your homecoming meal will be spoiled. John?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about Holmes. Buried away on his own. Do you think we should invite him to dinner sometime?
Would he come?
No, probably not. Oh, well. Come on, my love.
In The Boscombe Valley Mystery, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. John Turner was played by John Woodvine and Alice, his daughter, by Danielle Allen. With Donald Gee as Inspector Lestrade, Sam West as James McCarthy, Elizabeth Mansfield as Mary Watson, Fraser Carr as Moran, Tara Dominic as Mrs. Moran, Jane Whittenshaw as Patience Moran, and Christopher Good as the coroner. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Boscombe Valley Mystery was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Enid Williams.
Come. Ah, come in, my dear fellow.
Thank you. This is a most unfortunate affair, Prime Minister.
What the devil do you... I only just had word myself. Intelligence cannot possibly have reached you.
On the contrary, Prime Minister, ample intelligence reached me the moment I opened the door to this room. It is perfectly obvious that you've been in recent consultation with at least two senior officers from Scotland Yard. The Home Secretary has also been here within the last 10 minutes. The matter concerns an issue of national security with ramifications for the Ministry of War and the Admiralty. I shall not insult your intelligence by explaining these elementary deductions.
Thank you. Now,
the question as to who is responsible for this embarrassment has been resolved, but I perceive that there are certain complications.
Oh, I do wish you wouldn't do this.
You have ordered Scotland Yard to investigate. You will give them 2 days before you request my assistance, but you think it unlikely that they will make any progress. You have called me here this morning to ask if I should be able to persuade my brother to look into the matter. I shall.
The Bruce Partington Plans by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools, with Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson, and featuring John Hartley as Mycroft Holmes and Stephen Thorne as Inspector Lestrade. The Bruce Partington Plans.
Your letter received. Am interested. Require more details of goods. Pierrot.
Oh, for pity's sake, Holmes.
Yes, for pity's sake. Anagram. I forsake style. Oh, style with a P. Did you know that Roland de Lassus composed over 1,200 works for the human voice?
No, I can't say that I did.
Oh, yes. Then he went mad.
Shared rooms with someone, did he?
Anything in the paper?
There's another revolution in Central America. Possible war in Africa. Imminent change of government.
Yeah, nothing interesting then.
Holmes.
Sooner or later, the fog will lift. Life will get back to normal. Till then, why don't you try some of that patient Tibetan endurance you used to be so fond of?
Oh, Watson. Watson. Look out of this window.
Why, for heaven's sake? You can't see to the other side of the street. Haven't been able to since Monday.
Yes, exactly. The thief or the murderer could roam London as the tiger roams the jungle, unseen until he pounces and then fading away into the cloud bank as if he'd never existed. Your paper should be groaning under the weight of 1,000 tales of villainy. But what's actually happened? Nothing. The London criminals are dull fellow.
There have been numerous petty thefts.
Oh, petty thefts. This great and somber stage is set for something more worthy than that.
Attend to your work, boy.
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Which sheet do you have there?
Sheet 5.
Armaments and control systems.
Do you know every drawing in this office by heart, Mr. Johnson?
Don't be impertinent. Yes. Well, I suppose that's satisfactory.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
The assistant chief constructor will be here in 32 minutes.
The copies will be ready.
As ordered, I trust.
Exactly as ordered. Different components on different sheets to go to different workshops, so nobody knows what it is they're making bits of.
How dare you adopt that tone? You are dealing with state secrets, Mr. Cadogan West. State secrets of great value. Kindly remember the fact.
Goods acceptable, state terms. Piero.
Do you know, I believe it's getting worse. Who was it?
Special messenger. Telegram. Mm.
Something interesting? Holmes?
Well, well. Whatever next? Whatever next, Watson?
I'm going shortly, Johnson.
Yes, Sir James.
Working dinner with Admiral Sinclair. Damn nuisance. Do you have plans for the evening?
No, Sir James. Just a quiet night at home.
What about you, young Cadogan West?
Going to the theatre, Sir James, with my young lady.
Ah.
We're getting married in the new year.
Oh, splendid.
In fact, sir, I've been hoping for a chance to talk to you about that.
Mr. Cadogan West, the chief does not want to hear about your financial difficulties.
I believe I'm still capable of deciding such matters for myself, Mr. Johnson. I need no assistance from my senior clerk.
Of course not, Sir James.
So, money troubles, lad?
Well, a bit more is always useful, sir.
If you can't afford a wife, then don't burden yourself with one. Marriage is an expensive institution. Don't get too accustomed to evenings out at the theatre or anywhere else.
No, Mr. Johnson.
Stop depressing the man, Johnson. Not everyone regards a wife as a millstone.
Sir James.
Apply yourself to your work, West. That's the way to get on. I'm sure that you don't want to be a drawing clerk all your life.
Oh, no, sir.
Good. But as to money, I can't help you. I don't control the purse strings any more than you do, I'm afraid. Believe me, I wish I did. Well, good night.
Your response awaited. State terms. Piero.
What does it say?
Brother Mycroft's coming round.
Why shouldn't he?
It's like meeting a tram car coming down a country lane. Mycroft has his rails, and he runs on them. His lodgings in Pall Mall, the Diogenes Club, Whitehall. That's his cycle.
He's been here before. That business with the Greek interpreter.
Once, and only once. Yes, what upheaval can possibly have derailed him?
Doesn't he explain?
Yes, yeah.
I must see you over Cadogan West. Coming at once. Cadogan West? Yeah, I've heard that name somewhere.
It means nothing to me.
Cadogan West. I've got it.
Huh?
It's in one of these papers.
No.
I knew it. Cadogan West was the young man who was found dead on the underground on Tuesday morning.
Cab! Cab!
He can't hear you.
Cab! Oh, it's useless, this damn fog.
Arthur!
Sorry, but it is.
Come on. It's not that far to walk.
We might see another cab.
I doubt it. Now come on or we'll miss the start.
Are you going to be this masterful after we're married?
Of course.
Splendid.
It's good to hear you laugh again.
What do you mean?
You know very well what I mean. I wish you'd tell me what it is that's been bothering you. Let me help.
You can't, Violet. It's something I have to work out for myself.
Is it to do with work?
I don't want to talk about it.
Is it about us? Me?
In a way.
If it affects me, don't I have a right to know?
It's work, too.
I don't understand. Tell me, Arthur. Please.
Must know your terms. Abandon doubts. Delay dangerous to us both. Piero.
Yeah, it seems to be a featureless sort of case. Apparently he was killed when he fell out of a train. No robbery, no reason to suspect violence.
There must be more to it, much more. A death that affects Mycroft is no ordinary death.
Indeed?
Oh, yes. Brother Mycroft, coming here. A planet might as well leave its orbit. By the way, do you know what Mycroft is?
You tell me that he had some small office under the British government.
Yes, I didn't know you quite so well in those days. Under the British government. Occasionally, he is the British government.
My dear Holmes.
I thought that might surprise you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, Mycroft's position is unique. He's the central clearinghouse of Westminster.
I don't understand.
Well, he has the tidiest and most orderly brain of any man living, with the greatest capacity for storing facts. Mm. The conclusions of every department are passed to him. Mycroft focuses them all and says how each would affect the other. His word decides national policy.
Good Lord. I'd no idea.
Ah-ha! Jupiter descends.
Oh, yes. Holmes, why isn't he famous, celebrated?
Because he chooses not to be. He draws £450 a year, remains a subordinate and has no ambitions of any kind, and yet he's the most indispensable man in the country.
I'm sure you don't want to be a drawing clerk all your life. How dare he humiliate me like that?
I'm sure he didn't mean it personally, Sidney.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, woman. How else could he possibly have meant it?
Don't you think you're being just a little oversensitive?
Oversensitive? Told off like a child in front of my junior clerk? My junior clerk? I have responsibilities. I'm in a position of command. How can I exert my authority if the chief persists in undermining me at every turn?
Well, why don't you say something?
Oh, how can I? The man hates me as it is. If I file an official complaint against him... What's the matter with that damn child?
She's sick. I had to get the doctor back again.
More expense.
Good God in heaven!
Angela!
Shut up! Just shut up and listen to yourself! Begrudging your own daughter medicine. What sort of a man are you?
Your response to hand, terms agreed to. Advise of your plans. Piero.
Won't you come in, Mr. Holmes?
Thank you, Doctor. You know Lestrade, of course.
Good morning, Inspector.
Doctor, Mr. Holmes.
Lestrade, what brings you
this
here?
This is a most annoying business,
good
Sherlock.
Good morning, Mycroft.
In the present state as I am, it's most awkward that I should be away from the office. But this is a real crisis. I've never seen the Prime Minister so upset. And the Admiralty's buzzing like an overturned beehive.
We've seen the report in the paper.
Fortunately, Doctor, the full details haven't got out as yet.
They must not get out.
I hope you're prepared to allow them some rain at least, or your visit's going to prove singularly unproductive.
Really, Sherlock. Inspector?
Arthur Cadogan West was the junior clerk in the technical drawing office at the Woolwich Arsenal. 10 years in the service and done good work by all accounts. Hot-headed and impetuous, but also straight-dealing and honest.
His body was found at 6 o'clock last Tuesday morning on the tracks just outside Aldgate Station. The head was crushed.
And?
This wretched youth had the plans of the Bruce Partington submarine in his pocket. Well, surely you've heard of it. I thought everybody had heard of it.
But only as a name.
It's been the most closely guarded of all government secrets.
And yet everybody has heard of it.
Don't be facetious, Sherlock. Everybody has heard the name. The technical details are protected as securely as the crown jewels.
Only one set of the plans exists. They were kept in an elaborate safe in a confidential office in Woolwich.
With burglar-proof windows and doors. Despite which...
What's so special about this particular submarine?
Well, apparently, Doctor, it's years ahead of anything the other powers have got. Well, I've been told that much, if nothing else.
That is all you need to know. You may take it from me that naval warfare becomes impossible within the radius of a Bruce Partington's operation.
Fascinating. Oh. I don't understand why you're here. You said that this Cadogan West had the plans in his pocket, so they've been recovered. Well, surely you don't need my advice on how to improve your security.
The three most essential sheets were missing.
Ah, that does put things into a different light. Was the office broken into?
No, Mr. Holmes. No damage at all. All to the safe.
Did Cadogan West have access to the plans?
On a daily basis, but always supervised.
The papers were locked away before he left work on Monday, and he had keys to neither office nor safe. You must drop everything, Sherlock. Never mind your usual petty problems of the police court. This is a vital international concern. If you've a fancy to see your name in the next honours list...
I play the game for the game's sake, which in this instance doesn't seem to be particularly much.
Sherlock...
Yeah, very well. I suppose it does present a few points of interest.
Matter prices. Must withdraw offer unless contract completed. Speed not essential. All other considerations secondary. Piro.
Excuse me, Colonel.
What is it, madam?
Sir James is asking for you, sir.
Well, of course. Bring me in a brandy, would you?
Your brother is in his bedroom, sir.
His bedroom?
Is that you, Valentine?
James, I thought you were feeling stronger today.
The police have been here again.
You shouldn't let them bother you when you're not up to it. Don't they realize what a shock this has been for you?
Their man was most insistent.
Oh, it's outrageous. Why did they come back, anyway? Well, surely you've already told them everything you know.
No.
James?
I haven't told them everything.
What do you mean?
Close the door.
Very well.
Now come here. I want to talk to you.
Sir James Walter is a man who's grown grey in the service of his country. He's a gentleman, a favoured guest in the most exalted houses.
A man whose patriotism is beyond suspicion.
Exactly.
And he has one of the two sets of keys.
To the outer door, the inner door and the safe. The other set's held by the senior clerk, Mr. Sidney Johnson.
40 years old, silent, morose and unpopular.
Married.
With 5 children.
Oh, indeed. You've spoken to them both, of course, Lestrade.
Oh, yes, Mr. Holmes. At length and more than once.
And?
Well, I'll give you a copy of my report, but what it boils down to is they can both account for their movements for the time of the theft.
Sir James was in London, Johnson was at home.
I take it these papers are valuable.
Cadogan West could have got several thousands for them.
Yes, and so presumably could anyone else. Do you have any theories, Lestrade?
I do, sir. In fact, I must say it all seems perfectly straightforward to me.
Well, go on.
As I see it, young West had false keys. He took the papers to London, where he'd made an appointment with some foreign agent. But they couldn't agree on a price. West started back again, but the agent followed him onto the train, killed him, took the most essential papers, and threw his body out of the carriage.
Oh, that's good, Lestrade. Very, very good. Yes. Your theory holds together.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
But if it's true, then the case is over. The traitor's dead, and the plans are presumably already on the continent. What is there for me to do?
To act, Sherlock. To act. All my instincts are against this explanation. Go to the scene of the crime. See the people concerned. Use your powers. In all your career, you've never had so great a chance of serving your country.
This is where the body was found.
Exactly here.
About 3 feet to the side of the rails.
He couldn't have fallen from above. The walls are blank.
He must have come from a train. About midnight on the Monday, so far as we can trace it. We've got a witness who thinks he heard the body hit the ground.
Have the coaches been examined for signs of violence?
I checked everything personally, nothing.
Where did he get on the train?
We don't know, Doctor.
You don't know? Well, surely his ticket tells you.
There was no ticket on him.
No ticket? In my experience, it's not possible to reach a Metropolitan Line platform without exhibiting one's ticket.
Perhaps the foreign agent took it.
Why should he?
Because it would show which station was nearest the agent's house.
Excellent, Watson. What did he have on him, Lestrade?
Let's see. Purse containing £2.15, checkbook from the Capital and Counties Bank. That's how we identified him. The papers, of course. And 2 dress circle tickets for the Woolwich Theatre.
When for?
That very evening, Doctor, the Monday.
Curious.
He was taking his fiancée. She was the last person to see him alive.
Please, Lestrade, she most certainly was not, unless you're suggesting that she murdered him.
No, sir, but you know what I mean.
Only through long practice. Now, he wasn't carrying any keys.
None, duplicate or otherwise.
That's interesting.
He realised that the keys were incriminating and got rid of them.
Possibly, or perhaps. Yeah.
Mr. Holmes?
Points. The points.
What about them?
And a curve, too. Yes, points and a curve. Yes, this case grows in interest. It's unique. Perfectly unique. Yet why not? Why not?
Someone's coming.
Not before time. What's the matter with them?
Yes, gentlemen.
We wish to see Sir James Walter. My card.
Sir James, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Holmes. Sir James died this morning.
Monday night, 2 taps. Payment in hard cash when goods delivered. All caution necessary if danger to be avoided. Peel.
He died of a broken heart, gentlemen.
Indeed.
The appalling scandal. My brother was a man of very sensitive honour, and this business dealt him a crushing blow.
We hoped that he might have helped us clear the matter up.
No, I assure you, it was as much a mystery to him as it is to you. To all of us.
I wonder if his death was natural.
I suppose the dishonour could have been too much.
All the guilt.
It's hard to believe.
We shouldn't form conclusions before we have all the facts. That's what Scotland Yard is for. What's her name again?
Westbury. Miss Violet Westbury.
I can't explain it, gentlemen. I haven't shut an eye since the tragedy, just thinking what it can mean. Arthur was the most patriotic man on earth.
Can you think of any reason why he should have stolen the papers, Miss Westbury?
Sir, my fiancé did not steal those plans.
But the facts?
Yes. I admit I can't explain them.
Was he in need of money?
No. His salary was ample.
Yes, were there any signs of mental excitement? Now come, Miss Westbury, be absolutely frank with us.
He had been worried about something.
To do with his work?
Yes. I don't understand. Tell me, Arthur, please.
Well, look, you know how valuable some of the drawings in that office are, don't you?
Yes, of course.
Well, there are people, foreigners, who'd pay a good deal of money just to get a look at them.
Well, yes, I suppose there are.
They're so slack about security. It would be so easy, Violet, ridiculously easy.
He said that?
Yes, he did. but only because he couldn't decide what to do about it. Gentlemen, Arthur would have cut off his right hand before he sold a state secret. Anyone who knew him will tell you it's absurd, preposterous. Oh, forgive me. I'm not myself.
I realise that this is painful for you, Miss Westbury.
It is, sir.
But even things that seem to tell against him could lead us somewhere useful.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
Now, what else happened on that evening?
Well, we were going to the theatre, as I said. The weather was awful. Arthur, it's getting thicker.
Yes.
I don't think I know where we are.
Not far now.
But where are we?
Thomas Street. That's my office on the corner.
Arthur? What's the matter? Arthur! Arthur! I waited and waited, but he never came back.
How did you get home?
I walked. The fog was so thick. I was frightened.
You're sure he said nothing more specific before he left you?
Absolutely sure. And the next day, about 12 o'clock, they came with the news. Oh, Mr. Holmes, if you could only save his honour, it meant so much to him.
Come, Watson.
Our ways lie elsewhere.
It's bad, Mr. Holmes. Very bad. The chief dead. Cadogan West dead. The papers stolen. The whole place is disorganised. Oh, God, it's dreadful to think of. Cadogan West should have done such a thing.
You're sure of his guilt?
Is there any question of it?
What time was the office closed on Monday, Mr. Johnson?
At 5.
Did you close it?
I'm always the last man out.
Where were the plans?
In that safe. I put them there myself.
Yes. May I?
Certainly.
Is there a watchman to the building?
An old soldier. A most trustworthy man. He saw nothing. Of course, the fog was very thick, and he has other departments to look after as well.
There are 3 papers missing, the vital ones.
Yes.
If someone had those 3 papers and no others, could they construct a Bruce Partington submarine?
I reported to that effect to the Admiralty, but today I'm not so sure of it. I've been over the papers again.
And?
There's one detail. The double valves with the self-adjusting slots. They're on one of the recovered sheets.
These valves are a vital component.
Essential.
But a casual examination, the missing 3 sheets were the only essential ones.
The word casual is hardly appropriate. A good deal of technical knowledge would be needed to interpret the plans at all, but yes, that is so.
Yes, a foreign buyer would be satisfied with them. A deal would be concluded, money would change hands. A large amount of money.
I know nothing of such matters.
Is this Cadogan West's drawing board?
It is.
Who else could identify them?
I beg your pardon?
The 3 vital sheets. Who else had that knowledge, Mr. Johnson, apart from yourself?
Don't try to drag me into this, Mr. Holmes.
Please answer the question, Mr. Johnson.
Well, Sir James, of course, God rest him, and Cadogan West.
Do not weaken. Complication to our advantage. Much interest here in goods. Advise current position there. Was plan successful? Piero.
The shutters didn't meet.
I beg your pardon?
They're the iron shutters on the office window. Brother Mycroft described them as burglar-proof, you may recall.
You're saying he was mistaken?
Yeah, the words mistaken and Mycroft don't fall easily into the same sentence. No, they're burglar-proof, all right. You couldn't possibly open them from the outside once they were locked, but you could very easily see in through that gap in the centre.
Oh, I didn't notice it, I'm afraid. But I did see that the ground outside the window had been disturbed. Mind you, that could have been done at any time. A poor young woman.
What about her?
Well, it's looking pretty bad for young Cadogan West, isn't it? It was black enough for him before, but we just seem to be making it blacker.
Well, not necessarily. Put yourself in his position.
Very well.
Now, you're young, and you're in need of money. Yeah, whatever the royal Miss Westbury might say.
Not difficult to remember what that was like. Mm. Go on.
You're headstrong, and you've a mind of your own. Mm.
I'm also loyal and patriotic. She wasn't deceiving us, I'd swear to it.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, let's suppose that you've been approached by some foreign agent. What do you do?
Report it to my superior.
Mm? Under what circumstances would you keep quiet?
Oh, I suppose if this agent is blackmailing me in some way. Perhaps threatening Miss Westbury if I don't cooperate.
Hmm. And so you have no choice. You agree to steal the plans for him.
Oh, I thought this was supposed to make things look better. Even if I was forced into it, it's still true.
Now, bear with me. Now, you've decided to go ahead. Huh? What's your primary concern?
Well, not to get caught, of course.
Exactly. Ideally, you want to leave no evidence that a crime's even been committed.
But that's impossible. The theft will be discovered the very next day.
Not necessarily.
I don't understand.
But stay in your character. You're a trained draftsman whose daily duties involve handling these very plans, whose desk is at the other end of the office from your supervisors. Huh? So what do you do?
I copy the plans under cover of my normal work, one component at a time. Small, individual copies that I can smuggle out.
Exactly. What you do not do is go to the incredible length of stealing keys, taking impressions, involving a second person by having duplicates made.
Running the dreadful risk of going to a guarded office outside work hours.
And doing it, moreover, in the early evening, practically in the presence of a witness, fog or no fog.
No, it makes no sense at all.
Well, you see the danger of preconceived conclusions. Mm.
So he didn't do it. Thank you, Holmes.
A trifle premature. We still have to discover who did. I think it's time to work from the other end.
Sherlock, the information you requested enclosed. The cabinet awaits your final report with the utmost anxiety. Urgent representations have arrived from the very highest quarter. The whole force of the state is at your back if you should need it.
I'm afraid that all the Queen's horses and all the Queen's men can't avail in this matter here.
My word. What was the information you asked for?
This.
Thank you.
International agents known to be active in London. Names, addresses, comings and goings.
I had no idea there were so many.
Oh, most of them are small fry. Only a few are worth considering. Mycroft's marked them.
Ah, yeah. Adolf Meyer, Louis Larottiere, Hugo Oberstein.
Ha!
What is it?
Oh, what a splendid map this is. Such excellent detail.
What?
Things are turning in our direction at last.
Splendid.
I'm going out now.
Ah, I'll get my hat.
No, I'm going alone.
Just as you like.
It's only a reconnaissance. I shall do nothing without my trusted comrade and biographer at my side.
When will you be back?
In an hour or two, if the odds are with us. If time hangs heavy, get your paper and your pen and begin the story of how we saved the state.
I'm dining at Goldini's restaurant, Gloucester Road. Please come at once and join me there. Bring with you a jemmy, a dark lantern, a chisel, and a revolver.
Good God.
Nice equipment for a respectable person to be carrying through the street.
Shine the lamp on the door, will you?
How's that?
Yes, that's perfect. Now,
Holmes, wait. We should get a warrant. Do this legally.
Not enough evidence.
Then how can you justify it?
I'll tell you that once we're inside.
You are sure the place is empty?
Really, Watson, doubt me if you must, but never Mycroft. According to the finest intelligence service in the world, the gentleman who lives here left for Paris on Tuesday morning.
The day after the crime.
Exactly. Now, no more questions. He's a good fellow. We have to get on. It would be an unfortunate complication if we were to be arrested just now. After you. Yeah, this must be the room. Bring the light over to the window.
Here.
Yes.
Look at the windowsill. It's filthy. What is that? Soot?
Yes. And recently disturbed, too. This is a good moment for a few explanations, Holmes. If someone notices that door...
They won't.
Now, the key to this whole case is the lack of blood. None on the trackside, none in any coaches.
I don't understand it at all. West's head wound was terrible. If he fell out of a train...
He didn't. He fell from the roof of a train.
From the roof?
Yes.
But there still should have been blood on the ground.
Unless
he was dead before he fell.
Exactly. He was killed somewhere else. His body was placed on the roof and it fell off when the train pitched and swayed as it came round that curve.
And over the points. And it also explains why he had no ticket.
Yes.
But how on earth did his body get onto the roof of the train?
Yes, I asked myself the same question.
And now you know the answer.
Thanks to Brother Mycroft's list, my map, and a helpful official at Gloucester Road Station. Wait. Ah. Right down there.
I can't see a damn thing.
No, but you should hear something.
Good Lord!
The underground line into Gloucester Road and after that to Aldgate. It's on the surface here, and what's more...
It's stopping!
Another line intersects just down the track. Some trains stop here for minutes at a time.
My God! I can almost touch the top of the coach. Splendid, Holmes, splendid!
Thank you.
So, whose house is this?
Hugo Oberstein. That's our man. Or one of them.
It was a masterpiece.
No, I can't agree with you. Once I conceived the idea of the body being on the roof, the rest was inevitable.
Completely.
Thank you, brother.
Breaking and entering. We can't do these things on the force, Mr. Holmes. No wonder you get results that are beyond us.
There are other reasons, Lestrade.
One of these days you'll go too far, and you'll find yourself and the doctor here in trouble.
For England, home and beauty, eh, Watson? Martyrs on the altar of our country?
For what it's worth, Inspector, I agree with you.
Enough of this. What did you find when you searched the house?
Oh, Oberstein's a professional. He left nothing behind to incriminate himself.
Then we're no further forward.
Except this.
It had been knocked under a chair and left there, luckily for us.
He must have got away in a hell of a hurry to have missed that.
Oh, but he had more lucrative things in his mind than a cash box with no money in it.
No money? What then?
These, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. The Daily Telegraph Agony Column. Very recent additions from the condition of the paper. No dates.
But the order...
Is obvious, thank you, Sherlock. Messages, state terms, terms agreed... Cash when goods delivered. All from someone signing himself Pierrot.
Oberstein.
Without doubt.
Treason committed through the public press. Appalling.
Yes, the man's audacious, if nothing else. Of course, his correspondent would have replied by letter.
You mean these weren't meant for Cadogan West?
No, they weren't. If I read things aright, his actions in this whole affair were quite blameless. It's praiseworthy, in fact.
Well, then who is the other man? Who's the traitor?
Have you seen Pierrot's message today?
Well, there's another one.
Here you are, Inspector. There, you see?
Tonight, same hour, same place, two taps, most vitally important. Your own safety at stake, Pierrot. By George, if he answers that, we've got him.
Well, yes, that was my idea when I put it in. Watson, the light, if you please. Well, you can write me down as an ass this time. This isn't the bird I was expecting. Up you come.
Good evening, Colonel Valentine Walter.
What's the meaning of it?
I came here to visit Mr. Oberstar.
Everything is known, Colonel.
How an English gentleman could behave in such a manner is beyond my comprehension.
What the devil do you mean?
We know all about your little correspondence.
And your theft of the papers.
Oh, it's absurd.
You obviously needed money. You took an impression of your brother's keys. He was lax about safeguarding them, as his junior clerk had already noticed. You went down to his office in the Monday night fog, but you were seen by young Cadogan West. He followed you here, confronted you.
And then, to your treason, you added the more terrible crime of murder.
Oh, no! Before God, no!
Then tell us what did happen.
I did all the rest. I confess it. It was a stock exchange debt. Oberstein offered me 5,000 for the plans. Well, I'm no more guilty of murder than you are. It was Oberstein.
Did you make any attempt to stop him?
Well, I couldn't. It happened in a moment. And it was his idea to pass West off as the criminal.
Framing an innocent man and destroying his honor. Something else you did nothing to prevent.
I couldn't see any other way out of it. You can't know how I've suffered.
What about the family of the murdered man? What about their suffering?
Worst thing of all, James knew. Somehow he knew. And it was that knowledge that he couldn't live with. Oh, God.
Sherlock.
Agreed.
Listen to me, Colonel Walter. If you help us now, it would ease your conscience and possibly your punishment.
How can I help you?
By doing exactly as I say.
Herr Oberstein?
No, you are mistaken.
Herr Hugo Oberstein?
I say no. What is the meaning of this?
We'd like to examine your newspaper, sir.
It's not mine. I've only just picked it up.
Exactly, sir.
Why do you want to look at it?
Let's see if it contains anything of interest. Thank you. They so rarely do, don't you find? But I suspect that this one will prove an exception. Hiya. Brother?
Brother? And now, mein Herr, if you'd care to come this way...
You mean to say it was true? I thought it was a bluff.
Oh, no. Perfectly true. There really was a vital component missing from Oberstein's three sheets.
The double valves with the self-adjusting slots.
Good grief.
What about Oberstein's sheets, Mr. Holmes? Did you recover them?
Yes, indeed, Doctor. He'd brought them back to England with him. Far too risky to leave them in Paris, of course.
Of course. Highly untrustworthy, the French.
Really, Sherlock, this flippancy is dreadfully wearing.
Mycroft, you find everything dreadfully wearing.
Wasn't there a danger that Oberstein wouldn't believe the information about the missing drawing?
Certainly not.
After you, my dear.
Thank you, Mycroft. No danger in the least. Colonel Walters had proved reliable so far. Why should Oberstein doubt him? There was no reason for him to suspect that the letter was dictated by me.
Besides, Oberstein had everything to lose. He planned to auction his papers off to the highest bidder. If they were incomplete, they were totally worthless.
And now they're safely under lock and key.
As are Oberstein and the Colonel. The whole business is very neatly resolved.
Except for Sir James and poor Cadogan West.
Yes, indeed. Victims of honour and patriotism.
Well, I must be off.
Siam still giving you trouble, is it?
Is he always this irreverent, Dr. Watson?
It's as often as not.
I don't know how you've stood it all these years.
No, neither do I.
Now, Sherlock, before I go, this question of the honours list...
I thought I'd made my position clear.
You really should have grown out of this stubbornness by now, you know. Oh, very well. One final matter. This is for you.
Thank you. I see.
Is that all you have to say?
Yes.
Something interesting, is it?
Although you wouldn't think it from my brother's ungrateful manner, Inspector, it's an invitation
from... a client. A client?
who wishes to express her thanks in person, and whom I trust will not be refused.
You'll be lunching alone tomorrow, Watson. It seems I shall be spending the day at Windsor.
In The Bruce Partington Plans, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Merrison and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with John Hartley as Mycroft Holmes and Stephen Thorne as Inspector Lestrade. Colonel Valentine Walter was played by Donald Douglas, Sir James Walter by John Moffat, Violet Westbury by Vivian Rochester, Arthur Cadogan West by Jamie Glover, Sidney Johnson by John Evitts, Mrs. Johnson by Pauline Yates, Hugo Oberstein by John Baddeley, Matcham by Tyrone Arkell, and the Prime Minister by Anthony Newlands. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Bruce Partington Plans was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Enid Williams.
I quite agree. The story does lack a definite ending, but the rest of the narrative more than makes up for it.
My dear fellow.
So I'm correct. That is what you were thinking.
Exactly so. It's very impressive.
Oh, Watson, you're the perfect audience. However many times you've seen the trick, you still react as if it were fresh and new. Firstly, I know full well that you've been busy writing up the Baskerville-Stapleton inheritance case.
Ah, yes, the Hound of the Baskervilles.
Yes, well, if you prefer. Secondly, your labours are at an end. Your face this afternoon bore all the self-satisfied signs of the successful author about to launch another tale onto the waiting world.
And why not? It's been a lot of work, and I'm pleased with the result.
Except for the denouement.
Well, yes.
The criminal is unmasked, but the hero...
Heroes.
A thousand apologies. The heroes have to take someone else's word for it that the villain's dead. That's not the kind of neat and tidy climax your readers expect.
No, quite. But I still don't see
how... You have everything ready to send to the Strand. You're about to seal the envelope, but you stopped. You were uneasy. You glanced up at the print of the good ship Alicia above the fireplace, a remembrance of a case that you'll never publish.
Ah, because it had no ending.
Exactly. Yes, the Alicia disappeared without trace, and I was never able to discover how or why. The connection with your latest opus is obvious.
I suppose so.
But then your eye moved again, back to your notes, specifically to that fulsome letter of thanks from Sir Henry Baskerville. Your doubts were replaced by a warm smile. You were remembering your friendship, the dangers shared, the obstacles overcome, the peril, the excitement, the thrill of the chase.
Yes, I think you've made your point, Olmert.
Yes, and you decided, well, how could you fail to decide, that any story that has all that and a giant dog that glows in the dark is quite strong enough, even without a clear-cut ending. Simple, you see.
Well, if it's so simple, why can't I do it to you?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think you're just too polite. Or perhaps merely not as bored. Oh, heaven preserve us from quiet days and uneventful nights. Has the entire criminal population gone away on some sort of communal holiday?
Well, there's a thought.
What a pity we can't control reality the same way we can fiction. If this were one of your stories, as soon as I'd finished moaning, the doorbell would ring. I'll never complain about your powers as a writer again.
Always happy to oblige.
Let's see who's come to rescue us.
The Singular Inheritance of Miss Gloria Wilson by Bert Cools, with Clive Merrison as Sherlock Holmes and Andrew Sachs as Dr. John Watson, and featuring Toya Wilcox as Gloria Wilson, Roy Hudd as James Phillimore, and Sean Probert as Inspector Athelney Jones. The Singular Inheritance of Miss Gloria Wilson.
No, don't you trouble yourself, madam. I can find my own way. I am a detective.
Inspector Athelney Jones.
Mr. Holmes. Doctor?
Oh, Inspector.
Right, so what do we owe this singular pleasure? Come in. Take the weight off your feet.
Don't mind if I do. Oh,
would that be a coffee there, Doctor?
Oh, coming up. No milk and three sugars, I think.
Oh, you've a fine memory. I've always said so. Oh, it's a pleasure to sit down, gentlemen. I've had a busy old time of it, I can tell you. Oh, delicious.
Well, now, James, come to ask for my help, have you?
No, not a bit.
Indeed?
I've come, Mr. Holmes, because I knew you would be interested. No other reason? Take a look at this now. Straight from the scene of a crime.
Well, well.
Exactly.
Fascinating. How long's it been?
25 years, if it's a day. Well, I was on the beat last time I saw one of those.
And I've only ever read a description. Oh, Watson, my dear fellow, you haven't the faintest idea what we're talking about.
I'm afraid not.
I'll explain. It started 32 years ago. A series of robberies, very audacious, very clever. Big houses, all in London, all secure, all well guarded, but still the thief managed to get inside and away again without being seen. Now, here's the funny thing. He only ever took one item.
Only one?
But it was always the most valuable or precious thing in the house. Lady Rothermere's emerald tiara, Count Ellison's Shakespeare first folio, the Duke of Athlone's Egyptian bowl.
In and out like a phantom he was. Mm. No broken locks, no smashed windows, nothing. For near on 7 years.
And then the thefts stopped.
Sudden as they began. 7 years. And in all that time, he only ever left one trace.
Yes, there was one of these at the scene of every crime.
Oh, what is it? A postcard?
Well, not exactly. Here.
Oh, cheap card, plain black with a single letter G. That's intriguing.
Down at the yard, they called him the Ghost.
Yes, if he'd spent more time looking for him and less in dreaming up a foolish name, he'd have had him.
Now, that's not fair, Mr. Holmes. He baffled the yard's finest brains, he did.
Yes, well, that's not saying much.
Holmes!
You see, you can read my mind.
When it comes to some subjects, yes, I can.
I'm sorry, gentlemen.
Nothing. Jones, where did you get this?
Ah, yes, well, that's what I came to tell you. That was lying in the middle of the floor of a locked room at Lord Torrington's townhouse in Hampstead. He'd been burgled, you see. A priceless diamond, just the one, and not a sign of the robber. Gentlemen, the Ghost has returned. And I am on his trail.
Sunny east, the windswept west, the unknown north, the snowy stormlands of the south. Music, marvels, monsters, all of them here, all of them real, all of them for you.
Yes, gentlemen?
My name is Sherlock Holmes. Please inform Lord Torrington that I'm here to examine the scene of the crime.
I cannot do that, sir.
Why the devil not?
His lordship's specific instructions, sir. Only the official detective force has his permission to investigate this crime. Good day to you.
Damn the man.
Holmes.
Well, he's a fool. If he wants his precious diamond back, he needs me, not some bumbling imbecile from the land of song.
You don't care a fig about the diamond or about Lord Torrington. You just want a crack at this ghost character.
Your newly developed mind-reading skills are beginning to get annoying.
Oh, for pity's sake, stop and think for a moment. Now that he's come out of retirement, this ghost's not going to stop at one burglary, is he? You'll get your chance.
Another one.
The Secretary for War, no less. A set of antique dueling pistols.
When?
The theft was discovered under 2 hours ago.
Get your hat, Watson.
Mr. Holmes. Mr. Holmes!
What?
Sir Frank doesn't want anyone else involved.
What?
Oh, dear.
No press, no publicity, no private detectives. Some people still place their trust in the official forces of law and order, you see? Yes, well, if you'll excuse me.
Yes, go. Go!
Gentlemen,
Yeah. Sorry, Holmes.
There's something wrong. Something doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit?
Two robberies, two noble clients, two declarations that I mustn't be allowed to investigate. I don't believe it.
My dear chap, you can't always expect to be called in.
Yes. Very well. Then we must adopt another approach.
What do you mean?
Well, if I can't be directly involved, then obviously I must solve these crimes from the sidelines.
And how on earth do you propose to do that?